Letters to Tomorrow's World. Tell us what you think. Read by Dylan King. I had a bad week. My body was painful and I felt sad and depressed when I read the article about the butchered gardens in the July-August 2014 issue. I looked for pictures on the internet. I thought, can God make the world as beautiful as this garden in the millennium? It's hard to imagine, but I know he can do even better. This thought made me very happy, and suddenly I remembered James, the first chapter, verses 2 through 4, the thought that God has called me and is preparing me through tests and trials for his incredible purpose filled me with intense joy and thankfulness. I feel stronger in the faith and know that he'll be with me, always, even to the end of the age. Thanks a lot for your uplifting and encouraging articles. That's from M.L., Antwerp, Belgium. You folks hit the nail right on the head when it comes to speaking the truth about God and the Bible. You have the answers and tell the truth. You are the first people that have made it clear for me that I can finally understand it and get away from all the confusion that I have had for so many years. Your magazines are great along with the booklets, and I keep every one of them. That's from R.H., Cambridge, Ontario, Canada. I am so thankful for the wonderful work you are currently doing, proclaiming the plain truth throughout the world. God has given me a privilege through your work that I duly understand Sabbath keeping, the annual holy days, the Ten Commandments, and lots more of the teaching of Christ and the apostles. I now understand my ultimate destiny in life through the Holy Bible. Thank you, Tomorrow's World. That's from O.W., Lay City, Papua New Guinea. Thank you for following the Bible and for your very edifying teachings. I have searched for true Christians since I was a child without success. The different religions don't have the fruits that the Bible speaks about. In contrast, one can feel that you follow and respect God's commandments. I thank God for having guided me to you. I will finally be able to build my mind and my heart in the truth of God's word. That's from J.H. Royan, France. Tomorrow's World is a wonderful way for me to learn and grow in God's word, to bring a more full understanding of my existence in this world, to prepare for the next. I remember during the early 60s, my mother ordered Mr. Armstrong's book, The Wonderful World of Tomorrow. Then, at that time, cable TV, cell phones, video games, instant messaging, and internet did not exist, but I learned how to read, and that magazine gave me insight. Tomorrow's World corresponds dramatically with those articles of that time. What an eye-opener. Thank you. That's from T.T., Tulsa, Oklahoma, USA. I am like the Bereans and search the scriptures daily to see if what people, especially ministers and pastors, say is true concerning the Bible. I have spent 40 years researching and trying to find the truth the way Jesus and the apostles taught it. You are a blessing and right on the mark. Believe me, I check what you write also, and I am blown away. Thank you, thank you, thank you for showing me the truth in so many areas. That's from N.A., Las Vegas, Nevada, USA.